Hey, so I thought I'd make this video to explain, in my opinion, a bit more about exactly how and what is going on with the various agendas. It's so easy to think that it's a 3D agenda and it's all about taking our money, restricting our movement. And while it is, on one hand it is, it's much more involved than that. It's actually not just what you see in the physical 3D realm. It's interdimensional. It's not about what you can see and what you can react to. It's actually about much more important things. It's about your frequency and your energy. So I'll give you an example. Let's say if they bring in restrictions, and you might say, well, the restrictions are bad because they're taking away our freedom, they're lowering our energy, and they're making us feel worse. So a lot of people, their reaction is to protest against the restrictions, or to, you know, angrily respond and fight and whatever. But what does that do? When you really think about it, that accomplishes the same goal. Your energy gets lowered, your frequency is lowered, and you feel worse. So then why do it? If it's going to make you feel the same, surely then it's better to actually just detach from it and say, okay, they're going to try and do whatever they're going to do, but I'm not going to let it affect me energetically. Because ultimately it's an energetic battle, it's not a physical thing. This is interdimensional, frequency-based stuff. And it's about, you know, the true things that matter inside that frequency. The answer then is to actually detach from everything that's going on. And of course, like, if you have the choice to say no to things, you know, like masks, in England you can just say you're exempt or just simply not wear one and basically nothing will happen. If you have that choice, then of course do that. But if it's a case of, you know, you do this or you're going to get beaten with a stick or you're going to get put in prison, then it's not really worth it because you'll just end up feeling worse. And that's their goal, is to make your energy and frequency lower. And I know that's hard to hear, because your gut reaction, if you value freedom like I do, is to resist this stuff and just say no. And so, but I think you should say no, just at the right times. You know, if saying no is going to cause you to be physically attacked and, you know, imprisoned or whatever, that's not really worth it, because what do you really accomplish then? You're saying no to something that's going to make you feel worse, and the result is they do something that makes you feel worse, whether it's imprisoning you or beating you or whatever. So it doesn't really accomplish anything. A far better rebellion would be to calmly discuss this stuff with the people you know. Calmly say no to things you can. Detach from the system and reduce your reliance on the system. Be more self-sufficient. Look into alternative ways of doing things, ways where you don't need to pay electricity costs and you can generate your own power. These sorts of things is much more of a rebellion than going and protesting angrily in the streets of London or whichever town you're in, whichever city you're in, because that's ultimately what they want. And a lot of people don't understand this. Their goal is to cause people to be triggered and get angry and ultimately tear down the governments so they can then replace those broken governments with their one world government. And this is literally their plan, this is their agenda. So anything you do that physically pushes against that system, whether it's protesting or writing angry letters to politicians, which no one's going to read anyway, or storming into testing facilities and handing notice and whatever. Like, while I see why people are doing that, of course I do, but I don't think that ultimately, when you consider the net result of that, it just makes people more angry. It just reinforces the polarity that's being created, and it just reinforces the idea that they have authority over us and we need to try and convince them to use it for good. The best solution, and this is the one I really hate, is if you completely ignore them altogether, and even worse, if you laugh at them. If you just make fun of them, essentially, and just completely ignore, calmly ignore everything they're saying and doing. Don't pick a side, don't get triggered, don't get reactive, and don't lower your energy for them, because that's what they want. And then, you know, quietly work on the true rebellions, raising your vibrations, meditating, being loving and kind to people around you. And if you want to do more of the 3D surface level stuff, then yeah, be more self-sufficient and do various preps and things like that. But storming in and serving notice to people who honestly don't care, they don't read this stuff, and even if best case scenario they do get put on trial or whatever, they'll just find new people to replace them. These people are all replaceable. The true people in control of this, you probably have never heard of, and they're behind the scenes and they never appear on interviews or in YouTube videos. Probably wouldn't even know their name. They could walk by you in the street and you'd have no idea who these people are, because they're so protected and anonymous, and they keep it that way with all their wealth. But yeah, so that's the solution in my opinion. Let me know what you think, and see you next time.